My dearly beloved in Christ, this morning I would like to simply share some reflections on both the epistle and the gospel for today, the 14th Sunday after Pentecost, both of which contain important reflections for us. And first of all, we begin with the epistle, where St. Paul admonishes the Galatians to follow, to walk by the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And to be led by the Spirit. There are spiritual writers, St. Ignatius in particular comes to mind, who wrote up rules for discerning the Spirit, discernment of spirits. Is it a good spirit that is inspiring me to do this, or is it the bad spirit, the wrong spirit? Is it truly the Holy Ghost, or is it my fallen human nature or the devil inspiring me to do this or that? Well, it all boils down to a very simple rule, and that is the good spirit inspires us to overcome sin and to avoid the occasions of sin. And we have, by God's grace and the conscience that he gave us, a knowledge of what we should stay away from, what we should avoid. St. Paul goes on to give a long list of the works of the flesh and then the works of the Spirit. The works of the flesh: immorality, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, witchcraft, etc., etc. The works of the flesh. The works of the Spirit, he lists what we call the fruits of the Holy Ghost, the good virtuous acts that proceed from living a life of grace and following the inspirations of the Holy Ghost. So let us remember that all of the fruits of the Holy Ghost are a result of avoiding sin and striving for virtue. Do good and avoid evil. That really would be the summary of today's epistle. Now, in today's gospel, we have a number of different counsels. First of all, not to strive to serve two masters. Man cannot serve both God and the world, or to serve both God and mammon, which is a word that means material possessions, money in particular. How many there are who serve mammon? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will stand by the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. There are those who try to do both. They want to be of the world, enjoy the things of this world, serve the world, and at the same time still save their immortal souls. But how much the things of the world get in the way of striving to save our souls. Our Lord goes on to speak about avoiding anxiety. And he's speaking about here the providence of Almighty God, how good God is and how he provides. That doesn't mean that we do not have the duty, especially parents, providing for their dependents to have a reasonable care of providing for ourselves, but our Lord is warning against that excessive care, anxiety. And you think about it, having a lot of anxiety about how we're going to pay our bills, etc., that anxiety alone does not resolve anything. There are those who spend so much time in worrying, and that worry does not make anything better. In fact, only worse. So we have to have a prudent care of our material needs, but not an excessive care. And our Lord goes on to speak about the lilies of the valley and the birds of the air and how your heavenly Father takes care of them. And are not you of much more value than they? We have to have a trust in God's providence, that as he looks down upon us, he loves us and desires our well-being, in this world, but above all, in eternity, which is the most important thing. And then our Lord finally comes in the section of today's gospel, finally comes down to those words that are so important. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be given you besides. Perhaps the most important counsel of our divine Lord in all the Gospels, all the chapters of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and everything else is secondary. If we would be able to imagine, if it were possible, for you to ask those who are in hell right now about their regrets, if they could come back into the world and how they would change their lives, how they would amend their lives, how foolish we are if we do not put first the kingdom of God and his justice, and everything else comes with it, follows from it. Put first the kingdom of God. The welfare of our immortal soul is the one primary work that God has given to us. It is the most important work. It is the most essential, the most necessary. And let us not become too preoccupied with the things of this world to the neglect, the detriment of the salvation of our immortal soul. You know, there are people that ask these questions. They say, well, if God is so good, why are there people who suffer who didn't do anything to deserve that? In other words, you think of somebody who is born with maybe a handicap, a disability that makes that person's life difficult. Why does that happen? Well, of course, the simple answer is it's original sin. But also, St. Paul says in his epistle to Romans, for those who love God, all things work together unto good. Imagine if we have something that we suffer from, and as a result of that, we live a better spiritual life, then is that not for our good? If we had no health problems, we had all the material goods that we needed or wanted, and we ended up losing our immortal soul, what good would it do us? So seek first the kingdom of God and his justice. Realize that bearing our crosses, that for those who love God, all things work together unto good, and that good is the eternal salvation of our immortal soul. Let us pursue that above all things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.